Okay, the class today is on healing through your inner power. Now, who is the greatest healer of all time that we know about in recorded history?
Jesus.
Probably, we don't have any recording of anyone doing greater miracles than he did, except in fiction stories and so on, and some people even think that's fiction. But what's interesting about Jesus is what he actually said about healing. Can anyone here tell me what power that Jesus said he healed by?
Faith.
Okay. Whose faith?
Their faith.
He
always said, by your faith you are healed, or something like
that. Okay, you've heard me teach this before. That's good. Now, so most people would answer, though, that hadn't been to one of my classes, would say, well, God. But what's interesting is he hardly ever mentioned God in association with healing. But when he healed somebody, what was the actual words he usually said?
By your faith you're healed.
Right. He healed somebody, and then he would say, he didn't say, I healed you. He didn't say, God healed you. He says, congratulations, by your faith, you are healed. You just did it. In other words, who did it?
They did.
They did it themselves. There's only one example where something happened that he didn't acknowledge it that way, and that was where he brought forth Lazarus from the dead. And when this happened, since Lazarus was dead, he couldn't say, by your faith, you were healed. But it was kind of an interesting situation in the fact that he was dead for like 3.5 days, and in the Jewish belief, there was no way anyone could be brought back from the dead after 3 days. That was what they believed. So he purposefully waited for 3.5 days to show them the power of God, that anything was possible. Well, what was interesting about that, instead of saying, he didn't say to Lazarus, by your faith you came back from the dead. Maybe Lazarus was over there in the spirit world just having a good time, and all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you got to go back. That's probably what happened. He probably wasn't even planning on going back. But all of a sudden he was called back. But what was interesting, this is one time where he did say that God came in to the picture. In the fact that, first of all, he came to Martha and he asked her, do you really believe that I can do this type of thing? And Martha says, yeah, I believe whatever you say. You know, I think you can do it. And she expressed that feminine power of belief. And then he knelt and he prayed and he thanked God that God had given him the power to do this. In other words, he received some type of communication within himself that he had permission to raise Lazarus from the dead. So having that permission, he thanked God. Before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he thanked God that God had given him permission to do this great miracle. And then after he thanked God that God had given him permission to do this, he rose up, stretched forth his hand, and said, Lazarus, come forth. Boy, can you imagine the effect on the people gathered around? I mean, there's probably a couple hundred people there, you know. And there was Jesus, and he stands up, Lazarus, come forth. And there, Lazarus was wrapped in all these burial clothes. You know, he looked like a mummy, you know. So he rose up, looked like a mummy come up. They had to pull off all the white material off of him and so they could even see the guy. So anyway, that was a tremendous miracle. And sometimes those miracles happen. But I know there's a couple times in my life that I have been given permission. Like I've told this story before, but when my uncle had multiple sclerosis, he had it for 20 years, I really hoped that someday I would have faith to heal him. And I tried several times and nothing happened. When I laid my hands on him, I didn't have permission. I felt like just a stupor thought, like he wasn't supposed to be healed. And then he got a lot worse And I was kind of frustrated that, you know, I thought I saw myself as a person that had faith to do most anything if I really applied myself, but I couldn't heal this person that I loved a lot. And one time I was visiting my grandmother and I was looking at him and he was really in bad shape. I mean, he was just, he couldn't get up, he couldn't speak, he was just immobilized pretty much. I was feeling really bad for him. And then an inner voice came to me just crystal clear and it said, "This man has suffered enough." I had the impression that I was supposed to give him another blessing. And so this time I had permission. I had permission that he had suffered enough, I was told. That something was going to happen, but I didn't know what. What that either meant he was going to be healed or he would be taken. So me and my friend Wayne was with me at the time, and we laid our hands on him and I blessed him that he would either be taken or he would be healed completely. So I give him that blessing because I had the permission. So nothing happened right at that moment, and I was in college at the time and went back to college the next day. And after the third day, it always seems to be the third day that things happen, I felt his presence and I knew that he had passed. And he had come to thank me for releasing him. And he said, "Boy, it's really great over here. I'm so thankful that you released me so I didn't have to endure that terrible situation any longer. Thank you, thank you, thank you." You know, was basically the message that I got. And I thought, boy, you know, I never really anticipated that death would be that great of a thing, you know. I mean, people would be so thankful about it. And minutes after this happened, my mom called me up and she says, "I have some bad news. Your Uncle Bob died." And I said, "That's not bad news." I said, "That's good news because he's happy where he is." So anyway, if you get permission, then tremendous miracles can happen. But even without permission, look at what happened to these people. Jesus healed. Jesus did tremendous miracles, healing dreadful diseases, healing the blind and the deaf and the crippled and the lame. He healed these people, and he didn't say, "I had to have permission from God," but "I had to have permission from who?"
Did you ever ask your uncle for his faith?
Speak at the time.
Well, right, at that time he couldn't speak, but if it was by his faith he was healed, did your uncle not have enough faith? Was it his faith?
Well, in his situation, he had something to do with karma from a past life, that he had to endure this situation. And that's why when the voice came to me, it says he has suffered enough. In other words, he had paid off the debt that he owed through his suffering for some reason. Okay. So that was the impression I got of the purpose of his illness.
So Jesus never came across somebody who had to suffer through karma? Sorry, I can't heal you. You got karma.
Well, on the other hand, he other times when he healed people, he said, "Thy sins are forgiven." Now, it's possible if I could have got permission to say, "Your sins are forgiven, Bob." That was his name, Bob. If I could have said, "Your sins are forgiven," or "Your karma is released, and you can take care of it by some other way in the act of service or something," then it's possible he could have been healed because it was connected with his karma. That was the impression I got when it said, "This man has suffered enough." In other words, he had to endure certain things. But I was a regular Mormon at the time, and we don't really associate illness with past lives or anything like that. So it's not even something that entered our consciousness as to the true cause and effect at the time. But sometimes he would say that to them. He would either say, "Your faith has made you whole," or "Your sins are forgiven." So in other words, if a person's past karma is creating the problem, by releasing them of the effect of that karma, they were able to be healed. Now, if my uncle could have been released from his karma, he probably could have been healed, but I didn't have a clue at that time of anything about that type of teaching. Gotcha. And so it didn't occur to me. But what I find interesting about Jesus performing his miracles and what he said, all the great miracles outside of raising Lazarus from the dead were performed through the power that is where? Yes. Within the people themselves. The power is within the people themselves. In other words, Jesus was releasing the power that was within the people themselves. It's a little bit like if a person has, say a person has something planted in him, but he doesn't know it's there. Say you have some aliens put some type of implant in your brain, and you didn't even know it's there. You can't even remember they did it, like all these stories that we hear about. If you don't know it's there, and let's say this implant gives you, if there's there's a way to trigger by tapping your head three times, it gives you photographic memory, so you can have total recall. Okay. Now, if you don't know that you can have to tap your head three times to turn this thing on, well, you can't turn it on. So what Jesus did, he knew how to turn on that power in the people. And like, whether it be tapping three times or whatever, and he turned it on by giving them faith in that power that is within themselves. Now, they didn't know they had that power. Everybody thought, well, I've got this disease and there's nothing I can do about it. Well, Jesus comes along and he says, well, there is something that can be done. And it can be done through the power that is already there within you, but you just don't know about it. But I'm going to teach you about that power that is within you. I'm going to show you how to turn it on. And you turn it on by something that he called faith. You turn this power on. That turns the switch. And what he did to create the faith often was he picked say he was in a room like this, he'd pick the easiest miracle to do, the person that already was closest to the soul energy, and he'd pick that person, and he would perform a miracle on them. And then everybody else would look at it, and they'd say, wow, this guy really has the power. And they thought he had the power. But no, he was using their power. He was turning on the switch. And by turning on the switch on one person, let's say you have to tap your head three times and all of us have this implant. And Susie over there, I say, okay, Susie, we're going to turn on total recall. You can recall everything in this life and past lives. All you got to do is tap three times on your head to turn on this implant the aliens put in there. And so she does it and she says, wow, I can remember 1,000 years ago when I was in the Middle Ages doing this. And all of a sudden, Phyllis says, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So she taps three times. Oh, man, I can do it too. And then pretty soon, everybody believes they can do it. And so everybody starts following the same process. This is what Jesus did. He would heal one person, and he was sensitive enough to pick somebody in the audience that had really true faith to begin with. And then when the word got around, everybody started believing, oh, this guy is magic. He can just turn that switch and make me well. And what they didn't realize was that they were turning the switch themselves by that powerful belief that if I just touch the hem of his garment, like this one gal that had been sick for 20 years, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I can be healed. Okay, and she worked her way through the crowd and struggled, and she was very ill, but she struggled. She touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. And the instant she touched the hem of his garment, he turned around and said, who touched me? Because he could feel the connection. He could feel the spiritual energy healing her. So he was very sensitive that way. And she felt like, oh, maybe I did something wrong. And he says, lady, by your faith, you are healed. Now, you got to admit that Jesus was no ordinary guy. So you think, well, if it was that easy, why can't James just go out and go go to some nursing home and heal everybody and tell everybody, hey, all you got to do is have faith and heal everybody. How come he can't do that? So Jesus was extraordinary in a number of ways. In the fact, and what the main thing he did that was different than the ordinary healer was he was able to speak to people's souls. He, like, let's say he was here right now and he could look at Brian. He could see Brian's soul. Now, you look at Brian's personality and it's got a certain number of flaws in it, which Brian admits. But he's not looking at that. He's looking at higher parts of Brian, which we call soul, and he sees the perfection there. And he's when he speaks into Brian about faith, he will speak to his soul rather than his personality. Now, his personality will hear, but so does his soul. And that's what made him different than just the ordinary person, was he saw the perfection. Now, let's take our spouse, for instance. All of us who have been married or all of us have been in a relationship one time or another, and we all see flaws in people that we get really close to. Our best friend, we see some flaws in them. Our spouse, we'll see some flaws in them. Because the more you get to know somebody, the more you realize nobody's perfect. And when you see these flaws, if you're looking at these flaws, then you're not really seeing the soul. So you're going to have to filter out the flaws out of your mind and see the perfection in the person. And this is what Jesus did when he looked at people. He looked at them and he saw not the personality, not the flaws. When did he ever talk about the flaws of people he healed? Anyone he approached that he healed, he never talked about anything that was wrong with him. He never said, well, you know, you got a lot of problems.
Oh, you're screwed.
See, that's a hard one.
You're not worth working with.
Yeah, you're not worth working with. So, but he would just say, he would just look at them and find out what they wanted, and then he would tell them, your faith has made you whole. And when he said, your faith has made you whole, he wasn't talking to their personality. If he talked to their personality, nothing much would happen. But he saw their soul, he saw the perfection, the God within them, and he spoke to that God within them, and he saw that God within them as being perfect. And because that God within them was perfect and all-powerful, it had power to heal them. And so he spoke, and when he spoke to the God within them and says, your faith has made you whole, the God within them responded and made them whole. And so what's fascinating about this is that Jesus gave credit to that person having the power within them. He even said at one time, the kingdom of God is within you.
Thank you again for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis podcast. If you found that what you heard rang true for you, or you're interested in finding out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com.